I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Good evening, Rush Nation. How are we all? Hope you're all well. We're into week 16. Fantasy football ends in 13, 14 days. There's not much left to do now. We really are on the home stretch. Good luck to all of you who are playing fantasy football this week. I assume that's most of you if you are here and listening to this. I hope you're doing well in leagues. If you got a bye, welcome back to playing fantasy football after having the week off. Strange week last week. A lot of strange things happened. Cowboys and the Jaguars players let you down and probably dropped you from the playoffs. You had a load of other, so this weird scenario of events. We had injuries. We had players busting that shouldn't have busted. No Tyreek, no Keenan Allen. You know, players who just have been a staple of your fantasy season down. So a lot of teams probably exited this week from the fantasy football playoffs through no fault of their own. And that is unfortunately why we love this game, but why it's the most frustrating. Speaking of frustrating, I am on the cut line for the Scott Fish Bowl. There is still potential stat corrections to make the semifinals. I'm number 248 out of 50 because I had Derek Henry, who didn't do much, and Travis Etienne, who didn't do much. I'm 0.15 above the cut line, so I'm like sweating it, but I do have lots of other successes. But you don't care about my fantasy teams. You care about winning this week. So let's do a quick run through of the fantasy playoffs. Let's talk about quarterbacks. There's a couple here, potentially, if you're short at the quarterback position that you could pick up on. I've got three recommended to you. All of them don't have the best of matchups, but they are providing some fantasy value. The first is Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is probably worth anywhere from sort of about $3 or $4 a fab, just given how thin the position is. He is at Atlanta, so the good thing about that is there's no weather condition really to worry about because they're playing the dome. But the Atlanta defense has been pretty good. A lot of this is going to depend on whether Michael Pittman comes back. But I think for me, he's a decent start if you are struggling for a quarterback this week and you're looking to get someone in. He definitely represents decent value. And then second option for you is Jake Browning. We've got Jake Browning now has been really, really good in the last few weeks. He did only put up 15 points against the Steelers a few weeks ago in one of his first games since the injury to Joe Burrow. But the last three games, he's been absolutely terrific. He's a player I feel pretty comfortable starting in fantasy leagues this week. I know it's the Steelers. I know there's a bit of a down point. And it is at Steelers, so that could be a bit of a weather issue game, something to keep an eye on. But if you are short a quarterback, then Jake Browning is there. And then lastly, Joe Flacco. I can't believe we're talking about Joe Flacco in 2023, but here we are. Joe Flacco is out there. He's got Houston this week. Absolutely torched the Bears with two touchdowns, 374 yards, and he's put up 20 or more fantasy points in each of his three starts this season. Texans do have a decent D, but having said that, Flacco is just willing to just deal and put the ball out there. So, you know, all three of those are decent starting options for you this week. Moving on to the running back position, let's talk about what's going on in Kansas City and the Chiefs. And yes, there's no Isaiah Pacheco, which means both their running backs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jerick McKinnon, they're both around about 40% owned. Both of them are available in the majority of leagues. Basically, they're two different roles. Clyde Edwards-Helaire got 101 scrimmage yards, 17 touches. It's a volume-dependent role, and he absolutely torched the Patriots. So there's that positivity there that he's got going to get decent volume, but a good run defense will sort of potentially stop him. And while Vegas isn't necessarily a great stop play, they did really nullify what the Chargers could do. So this is a team under a new coaching staff that maybe can't be slept on. So just be a little careful there. I much prefer going for Jerick McKinnon. Now, Jerick McKinnon doesn't have the volume. You know, seven touches on the weekend. But having said that, he is the red zone guy. He's the guy most likely to get into the box. And he scored two touchdowns there at the weekend. All right, one of them was a pass. It's a shovel pass. It was gift, but we'll take it. I feel more confident starting Jerick McKinnon than I do Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And it's strange because I'm normally the volume guy. I'm normally like, go with the volume, go with the play, getting the volume. But Jerick McKinnon's getting the ball in the areas of the field that you want a running back to get the ball. He's getting it at the goal line. He's getting it in the red zone. He's getting it in the inside the 10-yard line. So in a PPR league, I'm going McKinnon. In a standard league, I'm going Clyde Edwards-Helaire. If it's a half-point PPR league, split the difference. I chase the upside and I'll take McKinnon. I just think you can cap Edwards-Helaire's ceiling. If you're looking for a safe play, go Edwards-Helaire. If you're looking for a ceiling play, Jerick McKinnon's your guy. Let's talk about another ceiling play. Let's talk about Zamir White. Zamir White was phenomenal in the absence of Josh Jacobs with a late scratch. 21 touches, 85 yards, touchdown. Yeah, he did a really, really good job. The problem you're going to have is whether Josh Jacobs comes back. And we don't know this at this stage. Zamir White's a guy you've got to go out and buy. And I've been talking about this. I've been talking about this, like, stacking players who potentially could have high volume roles. And Zamir White was sort of on that list. He was near the bottom of that list, but he was on my list if you listen to my Strategy Points podcast over the last couple of weeks. I like Zamir White. I think you've got to own him. I think you've got to throw the water out with him. He's going to cost you anywhere between $8 or $10. I would probably do it. If he doesn't play, he doesn't play. The way you've got to look at it is, in a starting role, he's probably better than someone you've got on your bench. And if he doesn't start, that's fine. But you can't run the risk of letting somebody else get him and beat you with him. And that's ultimately, it's like buying insurance. If he doesn't start, fine. If he does start, then you got the start sit this question. Is he going to play for you? Well, I'd be looking to pick up Zamir White after what happened this week. You can look at Tarjay Spears. Now, this is a really interesting case now. Tarjay Spears is 45% owned. The Titans are eliminated from the playoffs. They can't make the playoffs now. This was their last shot was at the weekend. If they won, they're still in the hunt. Long odds, but they were still in the hunt. They're not now. They're officially eliminated. They have a 30-year-old running back in Derrick Henry. Now, there's two schools of thought. One is just roll Henry out. He's not got long left. You just make the most of it. The second is maybe they think they can win with him next year and maybe they shut him down. All I know is that Tarjay Spears' activity is going ever so slightly in an upward trajectory. 10 touches in week 15. The way I look at it is he has this explosiveness. He's up against Seattle. It's a good matchup. He's got this ability to go, you know, and break off a big run. But more importantly, do they start to fade Derrick Henry? Do they start to think, let's see what we've got in Spears and make a decision? I think that could really happen. I think if you're a Derrick Henry owner, I'd be a little bit concerned. I think there's an opportunity here to pick up Tarjay Spears. He's going to cost you somewhere between $7 to $10. I think you've got to do it. He's an exciting player for me.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One that maybe keep an eye on, but I probably would slightly fade, is Trey Sermon. He's owned in 0% of leagues. Zach Moss is down. I think Zach Moss is going to be back this week. But effectively, Sermon got 88 yards on 17 carries. He's got Atlanta next. It's a pretty good run defense. But I think he's one to pick up as insurance. Don't think you need to spend much on him. Try and make people overpay on him. But I do think Moss is back. But he's another player you can keep an eye on there as well. Moving on to wide receivers. It's quite thin out there. Noah Brown is the obvious candidate for me after what happened. 30.5% target share. Had a huge day in terms of receptions, receiving yards, and a touchdown. He's got Cleveland, second best defense in the NFL with regards to defending wide receivers. But he is, without Nico Collins, the only target out there. So you've got to start Noah Brown. He's available in 40% of leagues. Josh Palmer back. He had a huge day, which was phenomenal. Played 72% of snaps, 113 yards, touchdown. Would have liked to have seen a bigger target share from him. But he has got Buffalo, which isn't great. But having said that, Buffalo have been giving up points. I look at Palmer and think that he's going to be somewhere inside the top 30 this week. Palmer could be a good spot start this week. 29% owned. You can go out and get him. And a player that's really starting to perform quite significantly since Christian Watson's gone down is Dontavian Wicks. He's got Carolina this week, which is a tougher matchup than you would allow or think for a team that's only won the second game on Sunday. You can probably get him really cheap. He's 83% owned, but he did put up a decent performance in week 15, nearly 100 yards receiving. So he's a player you can keep an eye on and just stash away. Curtis Samuel is probably the other one as well. Curtis Samuel has been ticking along quite nicely. Two touchdowns. He's not getting a huge amount of volume. He's not someone I'd want to stick in a lineup, but he's someone I probably want to pick up and make sure my opponent doesn't start in case he has a similar stat line where he scores a couple of touchdowns next week. He seemed to have a good rapport with Jacoby Brissett. We don't know what's going to happen there this week either. He could be one of those what I call insurance pickups there. If you're looking for a game record, then Rashid Shaheed is still out there in over half of leagues. He isn't the absolute epitome of a boom or bust. I would probably look to pick him up for a dollar or two if he's still available in your league to make sure somebody else doesn't pick him up. It's literally a insurance pickup. I just pick him up and then he can cause havoc on my bench. That's fine. If he goes off for 25 fantasy points on my bench, I'll sleep like a baby because he's not in the opponent's lineup. And it's just one of those weird players that could go off in the fantasy playoffs. He's got the Rams this week, and he's got Tampa Bay in championship week, which is a great matchup that he can exploit. So I would just be picking him up, stashing him away, and then he just can't cause any chaos against you. Tight ends is a really interesting position. Tucker Kraft is a player I wrote about for Pro Football Network this week as a player I'd be looking to pick up. Over 15% target share, got a touchdown. He's one of those players that's getting an increased amount of red zone targets. He's a player that if you just need someone who's going to go out there and get a touchdown, Tucker Kraft is your guy. A lot of people will be telling you to pick up Hunter Henry this week. Hunter Henry just doesn't score touchdowns on the road. It just doesn't really happen. He scored at the weekend. Guess what? He was at home. He doesn't really find the box when he's away from home. That's just the way that it's sort of been for him over the last two seasons. He's got one touchdown away from home. In the last two seasons. And guess what? His last two games for the fantasy season, Denver and Buffalo, they're on the road. So I would be looking to fade Hunter Henry. Really is kind of those, one of those rubbish pieces of advice, but I'm just sort of stating this, that he just doesn't score touchdowns on the road. So just be a bit careful with him. Maybe look at someone like Gerald Everett instead, 44% owned. Just because of Easton Stick, they're likely just to narrow the target window and throw the ball short. And, you know, he actually led the team in targets. I wrote this up on PFN, so go and take a look. He actually led the team in targets. He led the team in receptions on Thursday Night Football. Yes, the yardage wasn't there. Yes, he didn't get a touchdown. But ultimately, the volume's there to kind of support him. You know, we put up 10 PPR fantasy points. I'll take that in the PPR league. So ultimately, he is there as an option for you. It's not sexy, but he'll get you where you need to get to. And then there's Cade Otton, 34% known. He's creeping up. He is sneaking into the box quite consistently now. 8 red zone targets over his previous 6 games. So he's a player you can look at. He's got Jacksonville and New Orleans, both home games to target in the last 2 weeks of the season. I like his chances to find the box in one of those. If I'm looking for defenses this week, the Denver Broncos are out there. They've got New England. That New England offense is pretty appalling. 47% owned. I like the Bengals. I talked about them last week. They got Pittsburgh and they've just benched Trubisky to go for Mason Rudolph. He's going to be rusty. I like that call to go down and get the Bengals. You could also look at targeting Green Bay Packers. They have got Carolina. All these are around about 40% owned. If you're looking for some that are slightly lesser owned, I like the Washington Commanders taking on Trevor Siemian and the New York Jets. They got shut out by the Dolphins. So I would be looking to fire up the Commanders this week. You could look at the Seahawks against Tennessee. Will Levis is definitely he's got a bit of an injury. He should be okay, but they do like to turn the ball over. He's someone that you could definitely favor. The Seahawks are definitely a team that you would expect them to get a turnover this week. They're only 17% owned. If you're really desperate, you could look at the Bears against Arizona. Arizona, again, a team that are turning the ball over somewhat frequently as well. We're looking at, if you want any kickers, Brandon McManus against the Buccaneers, but it is a tough place to go. But, you know, he is getting a pretty decent sort of amount of volume, and I expect that offense to be better this week. So I'd look to go with him. If not, you can look at Mike Badgley for Detroit because he came out of nowhere. Riley Patterson was benched. So, you know, he's got a high scoring game. He's got Minnesota, so he's playing in the bowl in the dome. So you should feel pretty comfortable with him as well. That's going to do it for this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good luck this week. I'll be back with a Strategy Points podcast. I will be back with the flagship show on Thursday as well. This was just a quick whistle stop tour on who to pick up this week. And you might find, you know what, of all the names I listed, there really isn't too much out there that you fancy this week. And that's absolutely fine. If you're this far into the playoffs, you might not need any of the options I've mentioned. Just think about if you listen to the previous Fantasy Strategy Points podcast, I talked about a little bit of gameplay and strategy. Have a think about stacking against your opponents. Have a think about game wreckers who could be out there. So someone like Shahid should be someone that you should actively try and pick up just to stop the chaos, just to stop that from being against you. And if you come off the bye, you should have listened to the Strategy Points podcast. Wasn't a week off, you have work to do. Hope this has been helpful. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really, really have loved interacting with you all this season. 2023 has been a bit of a bad year for me from a life perspective, from a health perspective, but I appreciate all my interactions with each and every one of you. So appreciate all of you, and I look forward to helping some of you dock some ships in the harbor. But until then, Rush Nation, don't forget, as always, keep rushing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.